This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. Emma, do you speak German?
I don't.
I don't either, so we're probably going to butcher this, but let's talk about Hügelkultur.
Hügelkultur, yes. Hügel is the German word for hill or mound. So essentially what you're doing is trying to create an environment that really mirrors a natural ecosystem. So you're creating a base that's made out of wood, typically. So branches, old firewood that you're not going to use, leaves, sticks, all of this forms the base of your mound for your Hügelkultur. Over top of that, you're adding organic matter. So that could be wood chips that you have, leaves, grass clippings, compost, and then finally you would put a nice loam layer, because to grow a garden, you still need to have that mineral component of soil. It doesn't work to just do straight compost for the majority of crops.
So what are the advantages?
Well, for one, for most people, it's going to be a very cheap way to build a raised bed. You know, raised beds typically require you to buy a whole bunch of loam, as well as the materials to actually construct the beds, whereas this is hopefully materials that you have readily on hand in your yard. Having that raised environment, too, also typically means you can plant your garden earlier because that soil is going to warm earlier than if the bed was just in the ground. And another nice thing about it, too, is that as that wood that's in the pile starts to break down and decompose, it really turns into a sponge and holds on to moisture, which is obviously a wonderful thing for most vegetable plants. And it also gives you more surface area to plant than a typical raised bed because you have this mounded structure. So you may be actually able to plant things on the side of that mound versus just the top flat soil. There's also going to be a lot of microbial activity because you have all these organic materials that are decomposing actively. And then finally, I think it's fun that you can make this any shape that you want it to be. You can really build in a circle, in an S, whatever you like.
I actually just made one, and it looks like I have buried a person in my yard.
It might take a bit of explaining with the neighbors, but this is really a permaculture technique that a lot of people are using and having good success with. See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR. You can find past episodes of Homegrown New Hampshire at nhpr.org. Or never miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.